Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is nutrition for morning workouts. In our past podcast discussing proper nutrition for all goals, like fat loss, muscle and strength building, and performance-based goals, we've discussed how it's best to eat before a workout so your body, your machine, is properly fueled for the activity of the workout. Typically, this pre-workout meal is recommended to be eaten 30 to 90 minutes before your workout. And that kind of depends on personal preference of kind of like the fullness of your belly when you work out. So some people like working out in a full belly because it makes them feel powerful and strong. Some people feel like they're going to throw up, so they'd rather have more digested food by the time they go into their workout. So that kind of depends on when you'd have your meal. And then it also depends on your schedule. So sometimes people don't have the kind of timing option. They have to eat really close to their workout because they just get out of work, or they have to eat kind of ahead of their workout longer, depending on what they have driving-wise or schedule-wise. And then also it kind of depends on the meal, the type of food you have in that meal. So for example, if your pre-workout meal is mostly based on fats and protein, fats take longer to digest than carbs. So that meal might need to be had further away from the workout than if you were to have a carbohydrate and protein-based meal. So there's a lot of variability between when you should have your pre-workout meal, between that 30 to 90 minute time frame. But the idea behind that time frame is that whatever you eat needs to be digested and available in your bloodstream by the time of the workout so you can actually feel like you have good energy and you can actually perform your best during your workout. But if you work out first thing in the morning, say within like 15 minutes of waking up, how do you handle this pre-workout meal? How do you handle properly fueling your body when you don't have 30 to 90 minutes before your workout? Now, the answer is both simple and a little complex. So we'll start with the simple stuff and then we'll get into a little bit of the deeper details. So what I would typically recommend in this case is for the person to eat foods that digest immediately if you need the energy from them immediately. And the most common recommendation I give for this case, for a person working out immediately in the morning, when they wake up, or after they take, like, say, any kind of thyroid medicine that they're not able to eat during, but they have to work out right after that medicine kind of wears off, or not really wears off, but gets into the bloodstream and takes its effect. The typical recommendation we give them is to drink something sugary, like Gatorade. And they start with the drink around 5 minutes, if they can, before the workout. So that way it gives the sugar a little bit of time to get in your bloodstream. And then they would sip on it during the workout. So that way they have energy throughout the workout. And we usually aim to be done with it at about 3/4 of the way through the workout. You don't need to be drinking the last sip at the end of your workout or trying to chug what you have left at the end of your workout because you're done. So you don't need to put fuel in if you're finished the workout. So the goal is to have the drink throughout the first 3/4 of the workout. That's when you're actually going to need the fuel. So, and this would be like if you poured gasoline into your car as you were running your car. As the car needed gasoline, you would put it in at the same rate it was being used up. If this is the case, then you didn't need to start your journey with the car at a full gas tank. So you just needed a little bit of enough to get the journey started, and then you're going to pour gasoline in as you go. That's the concept we're looking at, okay? But that's obviously not practical for driving a car. You can't drive a car across the country while hooked to a gas pump. But we can run our body while hooked to the fuel of the sugary drink. So what this means is that if you're waking up with an empty gas tank in your body, that's okay. You just pour in the fuel as you go. That's the concept we're using here. The deeper details come into play when we think about what your individual goals are and what all we can kind of put into that drink to address the different goals. So for example, if someone is wanting to build muscle, drinking a sugary drink like Gatorade does give them the fuel they need to run their body. But there's also the concept of protein synthesis to consider. So they want to not only prevent muscle breakdown, but they want to kind of promote the formation of new muscle. So what they can do is they can add to their drink. So rather than just having the Gatorade, they can put in something like a whey isolate protein powder. Whey isolate digests very quickly compared to more like regular based kind of meal supplement type of whey products or protein products. So whey isolate powder means you're kind of eliminating the fats and as much of the carbohydrates as you can just from the protein. So that way there's no fats and carbs to slow down the digestion of the protein. So it's a very fast digesting form of protein. And that can be helpful for them to add to their drink. So that way they have the sugary energy, but they also have the whey isolate protein powder to help their muscles. And for those wanting to increase strength, the sugar and the protein can be helpful for the reasons we just explained, but they can also add a supplement called creatine, which is cheap but very effective for strength gains for most people. There are some people who don't respond to it, but it is a very cheap supplement, so it's worth trying if you've never tried it before. But what they can do is they can supplement the start of their workout with creatine, and that helps them kind of perform better on explosive, low time under tension exercises, and it which is basically a lot of strength training. So that's mostly where you live in the strength training world for your strength-based exercises. So this can give them a little bit of boost in their strength. They have the whey isolate protein for their muscles, and they have the sugar for the energy. But if your goal is general health and longevity, even like, say, fat loss, is all of that necessary? And the answer is no. So you wouldn't need the creatine if you don't have a strength-related goal. And you wouldn't really need the whey isolate protein if you aren't that concerned with optimizing your overall muscle mass. So, both of those are relatively cheap to put in the drink, by the way. So if you're kind of hee-hawing around, you're not sure if you want them, try them. Okay, it's not going to break the bank, and I'll give you some amounts here to kind of start with later on. But they're not that expensive. So if you're kind of like, well, I would kind of like to have some muscle, then throw in that whey isolate and just see how you feel as you're drinking it. So if you're trying to lose body fat, one of the concerns people have is, will the sugary drink be counterproductive to my goal? Will drinking sugar cause me to gain body fat, or will it prevent the loss of body fat? And the answer is no. The sugar is to help you perform better and prevent your body from eating itself for energy. And when we do a workout in an empty stomach and we kind of like tear our body down and we beat up our body with a workout on a completely empty stomach, you do burn a little bit of body fat, but you actually burn off a lot of muscle. You cause a lot of stress to joints. Your overall body doesn't see that as a positive process. It sees it as damage and stress. So it increases cortisol. It increases a lot of negative hormones in our body. It can actually make you feel worse throughout the rest of the day by working out on an empty stomach. So sometimes people will say they feel better after the workout, but that's simply the endorphin rush of the workout. So it's a kind of a hormonal thing your body does to protect you so you don't actually feel how miserable you are. And you actually have a higher rate of stress hormones throughout the rest of the day. So properly fueling your workout with sugar, like a sugary drink, can actually help you feel better throughout the rest of the day. So if you get a high from working out on an empty stomach, that's a false energy. Don't believe that, okay? Your body's actually getting torn down and broken down. So will you still lose body fat if you're drinking sugar? The answer is yes, because you drink less overall calories in the sugar than what you burn in your workout. And if you perform resistance training, which is what I'd recommend you do for your workouts, is the reason why this is still very effective is that you may be kind of buffering the caloric burn or the caloric deficit created within the workout time. However, there is a recovery and repair phase following your workout. If you lift weights to create damage to your muscles, your body then has to put in work and effort to repair your muscles. And during that work and repair phase, the body uses more calories and overall energy than typically at rest. And thus, if you're in a caloric deficit diet, which you should be if your goal is fat loss, you'll burn body fat during that recovery time. And a good workout can take 12 to 24 hours to repair from. So that means that you have a pretty significant time frame in which your body is burning greater calories at rest than usual. And that's within that repair phase. So you may be buffering some of the caloric deficit within the 1 hour workout or maybe 30 minute workout, but then you have 12 to 24 hours with good resistance training workouts that you're going to be able to burn more body fat. If you do cardio only, then yes, you're only really burning calories during the time you're active. And you'll want a lot less sugar during those type of workouts. So that way, since you really, like the time invested on a treadmill is the only time you're really getting for fat loss. So it's true, you don't want to drink a whole bunch of carbs or calories during that time because you don't have a recovery and repair phase because all you did was walk on a treadmill. There's nothing really to repair from. So that's the like why resistance training is so much more beneficial than cardio-only training. So because if you do steady state cardio, as soon as you step off that machine, within minutes, the body's pretty much calmed down. Now, if you do intervals, it's true that your body will cycle through and be very busy kind of repairing itself from those intervals, but that can only last maybe an hour. So maybe within 60 minutes, your body has regulated its heart rate from the up and down intervals, and now no longer getting any benefit. That's why resistance training is so much more beneficial. You burn calories while you're doing it, but then you also have that 12 to 24 hours of burning calories, where cardio only or even interval-based stuff doesn't give you that extra time frame to lose more body fat. So it's a really inefficient use of your workout time to do cardio-only workouts. Okay, so there's a little side rant about training. But the quick kind of breakdown takeaway messages that I want to leave you with on this one is for workouts in which you're starting your workout within, say, 15 minutes of waking up. Okay, you don't have any more time than that. If you did have more time than that, say 20 or 30 minutes, then you should be eating a full, like, meal. Like, you should be eating proteins and carbs. So you can be eating something like eggs and fruit because you will have the time for that to digest. So egg whites and, like, a sugary-based fruit can digest within 20 minutes. So if you have 20 minutes, eat that. Okay, and that'll lessen how much of this sugary drink you need. But if you don't have time to eat solid food, then what you want to do is focus on liquids, like we just explained. So a sugary-based drink, and whether you want the extra supplements or not kind of depends on your goals. So for fat loss cardio-only workouts, which I do not recommend, you want a very little sugar in your drink during the workout. Just enough to not feel kind of lightheaded and clammy skinned, so you have decent energy enough to kind of complete your workout. You're not feeling amazing by the end of the workout, but you're also not feeling completely destroyed to where you have to quit early, and you're having low blood sugar, and you're kind of feeling clammy and nauseous and blah. So if you have that feeling during your training, then you need more calories. You need more sugar in your drink, okay? So you would want to start with some. How much? Very hard for me to recommend because it's different per person. So depending on how hard you train, and then also what your body size is. So in general, for fat loss cardio-only workouts, you probably want to get about 100 to maybe 200 calories worth of energy from your sugar drink. So there are 4 calories per gram in carbohydrates. So 100 calories from a carbohydrate drink would be 25 grams. So you drink a drink that had 25 grams of sugar in it, and that'll give you 100 calories. That might be something that's good to kind of start with and see how you feel from there. If you don't have the clammy feeling, then it's probably good. If you do still have the clammy feeling and you're not feeling really good by the end of the workout, you may need to bump that up. For fat loss goal, where you actually do lift weights, this is the right way to do it. So you do want to have a sugary drink, and you actually want to have enough to make sure you feel good throughout the workout. So you might need to bump that up from 25 grams of carbs up to maybe even 40 or 50. Try to give yourself a little bit more energy and see how you feel throughout the workout. So if you end the workout and you have great energy, then maybe you don't need all that sugar and you can pull it back. But if you get towards the end of the workout and you start feeling like crap, then try a little more the next day and see if you have enough energy to get through the workout. So that's basically your goal, is what you're trying to find out is how much gives me just enough energy to get through my training, but it's not so much that I'm actually kind of just have unnecessary extra amounts. So if you get to the end of your training and you're still sky high, like feeling amazing, then you maybe want to pull that back. And if your goal is muscle building or kind of like body recomposition, where you're trying to burn a little bit of fat, build a little bit of muscle, you want to have that same type of sugar in your drink where you have full energy throughout the workout, but you want to add whey isolate. And how much whey isolate, again, depends on the person, yada, yada, yada. But you can start with 10 grams of whey isolate protein powder in your sugary drink. Start with that, see how you feel. How you would know if you were not having enough is a little complex, but in general, is if you don't feel recovered by your next workout. So say you're training legs twice a week, and on the second workout of the week, your legs are super stiff, they're kind of really tight still, and you haven't kind of like felt like you repaired well from your last training, then you can bump that 10 grams up to 20 grams and see how you feel from there. I probably wouldn't go over 20 grams of whey isolate protein powder in your training drink though, and I'd probably focus more on having more protein throughout the rest of the day. So at your meal post-workout and the other meals, and that'll probably better help your recovery than trying to overdose your protein powder within your workout drink. And then if your goal is strength building workouts, you want to have the sugar plus the whey isolate plus some creatine. And creatine is loaded in different ways. So some people tell you to have 5 grams of creatine before your workout, 5 grams of creatine after your workout, and just kind of do that every day. Some people tell you less, some people tell you more. So buy some monohydrate creatine, which is cheap. Don't buy the more fancy stuff. The monohydrate is the best one, and it's the cheapest one. And then just read the directions and tell and start with what they tell you. So, but that's what your goal would be, is if you want strength-building workouts, is the sugar plus the whey isolate plus the creatine. Okay, so this is pretty quick in the world of nutrition in terms of advice, but hopefully this was helpful. So, and remember, your body is a machine. Your workouts are intended to build your machine, not to break it down and destroy it. So don't run your machine on empty. Don't work out with an empty stomach. And then be surprised when you feel like you're dying. So any machine would die if you don't put fuel in it and try to run it. And our body's the same way. So give your body what it needs to perform its best. To get the best results from your workouts, you need to be able to put in your best effort. Okay, hopefully this was helpful for the people who work out in the mornings. If you want more information from us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. If you have any feedback for us, some questions, or if you want to suggest a future topic, reach out to us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.